This week, Vietnam welcomed more than 2,600 reporters from around the world for one of the biggest news stories of the year. Its capital city, Hanoi, hosted the second meeting between American President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The summit ended earlier than planned on Thursday, after the two leaders failed to reach a deal on U.S. economic restrictions and the North's nuclear activities. But officials in Vietnam hope the week's media attention can help improve their country's image. They want to see an increase in visitors and investment. And they aim to show the country as a member in good standing with the international community. Hanoi Mayor Nguyen Duc Trung told city residents to be on their best behavior, noting the large presence of foreign reporters. In a message on the city's website, the mayor urged citizens to heighten the image of civilized, elegant, friendly, and hospitable Vietnamese people and Hanoi residents in the eyes of international press and friends. He also asked business owners to not increase prices of goods and services during the summit. Little could be done about Hanoi's traffic, however. Robert Costantini, who reports from the White House for an American radio news network, said it was like nothing he had experienced before. He said, "All the people on motorbikes, and the bus will turn in front of them, and then they stop and try to squeeze through. It's just amazing visually for me." Getting around in Hanoi is very different than in the very rigid and disciplined society of Singapore at the first Trump-Kim summit, Costantini added. Many reporters also noted the high levels of security during the summit. In fact, they said the strict security sometimes made it hard to do their jobs. Kim's travel plans are almost always kept secret. But getting any information connected to Kim's activities was harder in Vietnam than it was last year in Singapore. Peter Wong works for Taiwan's Eastern Broadcasting Company. He said in Singapore, reporters were able to learn of some of Kim's personal activities in advance. But in Vietnam, it's very hard. They blocked the road a couple blocks away, and police are very strict. A group of American reporters got a clear understanding of Vietnam's focus on security over media access just before the two leaders arrived in town. White House reporters were forced to leave their established work area at the Malia Hotel after last-minute word that Kim would be staying there. Their ouster reportedly came at the request of North Korean representatives. The United States also restricted press access during the summit. It blocked four print reporters, including one from the Associated Press, from covering the start of Trump and Kim's dinner in Hanoi on Wednesday. The move came after two of the reporters asked questions of the president during earlier events at the summit. I'm Jonathan Evans.